Were there any on the ranch, were there any other domestic animals that were like horses? They were kind of pack animals.
Mules.
Yeah.
There's quite a few people had mules here, I guess. Not too many, though.
What would you call a male and female mule?
Jack and Jenny.
Okay. And was there anything smaller than a mule that was off?
Shetland pony.
A Shetland pony, really?
And donkeys.
Okay. Is a donkey the same thing as an animal spelled Burro?
Same thing.
Okay. Pronounce that.
Burl.
Okay. But they're in this area, they're considered the
Same.
same thing. Okay. What would you call a string of horses that you might have had to take out with you when you were doing a cattle drive? I was wondering if you'd.
String.
Okay. Would you ever use the word remuda or cavy?
Cavy, but not in
I
this
don't
country.
think
It was
they
a
ever used
string.
that here.
String. String of horses. Okay. And you've never heard the word remuda?
Yeah, I've heard it, but I don't think it was ever used for horses here.
Okay. Pronounce it for me.
Remuda.
Okay. Do you remember if your folks had a name or your father had a name for animals like cattle or horses that were of poor quality?
Probably did, but I can't
Oh,
think what
that's
it would have
okay.
been.
That's
What's
okay.
the word you had in mind?
Well, I was just wondering, sometimes have like a bum sheep or
Oh,
yeah.
things like that.
Yeah,
I
I've
was
heard
just
that.
wondering
Bum
if,
steer.
yeah, bum steer, things like that. This is interesting. I remember from growing up, my grandfather would always go down to the pasture late in the evening and call the cattle in. And he had a call, he would yell out. Do you remember them doing that in the old days? Would
No.
they didn't have any cattle calls or?
I don't think so.
Okay. How about for chickens? Would your mother have a?
Oh yeah, chick, chick, chick.
Okay. Would they have one for pigs or would they just?
Chewy.
Okay. Yeah.
We always had ours in a pen, so we never called the pigs, but that's
Okay. And that animal that is man's best friend is a
dog.
okay. Did you have dogs on the?
Yes, we did. We always had a dog.
Okay. Were they used to help with the cattle?
Yes, they were great help rounding up cattle and horses.
Now, were they purebreds?
No, I don't think so. They were collies, most of them, but I don't think they were purebred. That didn't mean that much. Just had a dog that was a good helper.
Purebred mongrels.
Yeah, purebred mongrel, about right.
Did they, in the old days, did they have a name for an orphan, a calf or a horse, a young horse, or maybe a lamb that had been orphaned?
What's that word?
A bum.
Have you heard that? Bum? Okay. You call them like a.
Seemed like there's another name too, but I can't think what it was.
You ever heard of dogie? Like a.
A doggie.
Yeah.
I always kind of considered that a calf without a brand on it, but I don't know if that's
Okay.
right or
Kind of
not.
lost. Okay. But would you have heard of a bum calf? Is that what you would have heard? Or has it been a bum lamb?
Bum lamb.
Okay. And one other, and we'll stop. This is the other funny thing I remember from growing up. My grandfather would always say to us when we were going to walk across the pasture, he'd say, "Now you boys don't step in any of those cow pies." And he had all these very funny words for cow manure. Do they have those here?
I think so. I've heard of cow piles, cow chips.
Okay. How about for horses? Would they ever call them
Horse dumplings.
horse dumplings? Okay. Would they ever call them apples?
No, I
Road
never heard them
apples?
called apples. Ethel Wyatt always.
Meadow muffins.
Have you heard that one? Meadow muffins? You have. Okay. Yeah, those are funny, aren't they? I just I remember he used to have
I
some great
remember when I
ones.
was young, about a teenager, we started ratting our hair here and making little buns. This friend of my mother's always said, "It looks just like a horse dumpling." She didn't approve of it. We had it puffed up over our ears
Yeah,
here.
he had some great. How about would they ever, did they have any buffalo in this area when you
They
were?
did in earlier days, but not after John and I were born. They
Okay.
were gone before then.
Okay. I was wondering if you ever. I know in some places they would burn in their fire. They would burn in their stoves. They would burn dried out
That's all they
chips
had.
or.
There was no wood.
Yeah.
That was in the plains. Here they never did that. They had plenty of wood.
Wood, so they didn't have to worry with
They
that.
did that through Kansas and in there, and even they burned cow chips later in Kansas too for their fires. But like
Lots of
John
times
said,
we
that
would gather cow chips and make a smudge out of them to keep the mosquitoes off, to
You'd burn it, set it on fire, so it would the smoke would keep
the smoke smolder.
I see. Well, that was smart to do. That's kind of like a modern day. They have something like that now. I guess people sometimes when they're outside will burn a
fuel to, kind of a...
to keep that. Yeah. It's amazing how ingenious people were back then.
Sure was.
Okay. All right.
See, they leave the cattle there all winter, and that's why they fertilize the meadows. And this drag smooths all that off.
Smooths all off.
Helps.
Yeah.